Batty girls, boys, and my non-binary babes, welcome back to another episode of Antics with Ash. Who have I got on today other than my best friend and mortal enemy, Jack Remington? Mr. Remington.
He's got fluff on his legs and he's cleaning it all.
You look really tea, if that's any consolation.
Why would it be a consolation?
Because...
I'm in hell.
You're in hell. Basically, I don't know what it is. I don't know what's in the water this week. Me and Jack feel like arse.
As in, in a bad way as well.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Not like a good, peachy, like, BBL arse.
No.
We feel shit.
Like a botched BBL is what I feel like this week.
Like that. I felt like that for, like, 2 weeks.
You felt like that for 2 decades. I've never known you not be a botched BBL.
I don't know what it is.
I know for me, which is why I'm... So, Monday... Oh, God. Basically, right, I moved into a flat by myself, didn't
I? Wait, take your glasses off, because I want to look into your eyes.
I look sleigh boots in them, though.
No,
just get
come
a quick
on.
Shot and then...
All right. Do a lip quiver. Now take them off and we can lips. You look really good. The lighting's hitting.
It's not just the
guys,
light.
Guys, yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God, last time, is it in the same place?
Yeah, no, I don't know if it is. Guys, the
funniest... Where did I sit last time, then?
The funniest thing happened last... But... It, was it in a ponytail?
Yeah, yeah, it was the behind. No, if we do the... Can we do the full shot?
Guys...
That's what it was.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The funniest thing happened last time and there's been a load
it.
Of comments.
Wait, back to it, that's it.
And it basically... The way that Jack was sitting the last time we did a pod together...
And I'm in an Ariana hoodie as well. Yeah.
Yeah, and it looked like he was wearing the wig and everyone had lost it.
As a really high pony.
Yeah.
Focus on me! Focus on me! Focus on me! Like, that is... It's
so good.
If I felt like that right now, I wouldn't be depressed.
I completely agree. It's super... It looks super imposed.
Yeah. I wish I was. I wish I was AI.
So, yeah,
anyway,
go on. Let's talk about...
Moved into a flat by myself.
Okay. Well, yes.
Been doing it up for what feels like decades.
18 years. Which, yeah. By the way, people think that me and Jack live together and I always just reply with a massive cackle.
I would rather die. Yeah, so would you. Bought this...
It is gorgeous.
It's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
But it's just taken a lot of work.
Yeah.
And this week was always going to be a bit testing because I'm having the wardrobes fitted all week in both the bedrooms and a cabinet in the lounge, so there's no real place to put anything because everything's being worked on. And then I'm so set on this specific sofa that's coming on Friday that I realised once I'd bought it that it was too wide for the corridor, so I'm having to have it put through the window. I'm having the sash window taken out by a removal company. They're hoisting it up and putting it through the window.
I'm not going to lie, I've always thought this about furniture and, like, particularly London flats. How does anyone get anything...
So a lot of the brands nowadays, the big selling point is, like, you can deliver it in parts and you kind of put it together yourself like IKEA.
Right.
So like Snug and Swift and a lot of those companies that make nice sofas come in very small pieces that you can assemble yourself. I'm getting one from Loaf, which has cost me a fortune, but I'm obsessed with it.
Right.
It's the perfect sofa.
Also, that's, like, an integral part of the home.
This is what I'm saying. I looked and looked and looked. And
as in, that's where we're going to make love most evenings.
We.
Yes.
Yeah, in French, oui. And so I was like, no, this is the one that I want.
Right.
So it's having to come through the window. You know what?
God, it took me ages.
I know, the penny.
Sorry.
Finally,
bloody hell.
The nickel and the dime. So I decided that's the one I want.
Yeah.
Bex, our mate.
Yeah.
Is one step less clued in than us, obviously.
Okay.
At the best of times, she's not all
that. Agreed, yeah.
She ordered the dream sofa a couple of years ago, not even thinking about the stairs, and it arrived, and she went, oh, that doesn't fill the stairs. Because it's this huge, long one, and you remember
as in
I
in your old
live,
flat? No, there's no way.
Smaller than my current ones. So she just Googles how to get sofa up to top floor, finds this company, which... I will, if we love them, I've name dropped Sofa Assist and I'm praying that they're tea. If it hasn't worked on Friday, you can add in a bit here where I go.
Okay.
Because I am also using them.
Okay.
She said they were fab. She said that she literally rang up and.
I don't understand though, unless you're chopping it into.
So that's what.
Sawing it into parts.
So that's what happened with hers. You either pay a cheaper amount if it's not too high up, because I'm only second floor of two. and they're like hoisting it up and putting it through. That's a lot cheaper than dismantling the sofa, taking it upstairs and putting it back together. Because obviously you as a layperson couldn't do that, but as a profesh, they know what they're doing, blah, blah, blah. So Bex did that. Luckily, they were free on that day within 2 hours and it wasn't raining. She was sat on that road that we've been on a million times.
With just a sofa?
Like this.
Just on the sofa, sat on the sofa.
Yeah, in a sauna. I am having that situation happen Friday. All that would have been a stress anyway, right? Because it's all upheaval. Monday morning, I was so gleeful that I was doing all my bits. I'd got really ahead of things, like ready for travel show, episode 2, 3, launch, whatever. I turn around, whack my new coffee mug, and it spills all over my computer. Now, this is a scam. This is hell.
What's a scam?
Apple, you will be dealt with, trust.
Oh, really? Are we tearing them down, brick by brick?
Apple by apple, seed by seed,
core by core.
So, I have, as you know, one of our many points of difference is that I'm a big insurance girly. You go, rah, I'll fly by the seat of my crotch.
I literally don't care.
At all.
I don't care for my life.
Right.
I don't care for anything.
I don't care for my life. I don't have life insurance. Rah, who cares?
But I just think if I die, I die.
Yes, if I die, let me die.
But same with belongings, really, which I know is
silly.
And
that served you well, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, it's been hell for me.
So, I'm about to come to your side because I was like, great, okay, cool. I'll always have AppleCare Plus, in fact, like all the top beat stuff. More than a tenner a month for my laptop, right?
That's clutter.
It breaks. I go round the corner to the like Apple affiliate thing. Oh, I've spilled coffee all over this. He goes and checks it and he goes, yes, the motherboard and also 5 more components are broken now. And I don't know why I'm doing a bit of your dad.
Ash,
I had a look
the
at the radiator.
Broken.
It's broken. And he goes, yeah, unfortunately, because more than 4 of the components are broken, it's classed as catastrophic damage and AppleCare doesn't cover it.
Catastrophic damage?
It was basically one Nespresso pod and a bit of water.
Yeah, in it, as in so what? Catastrophic damage. I would have thought catastrophic damage. I thought that would have
like
been like if someone shot on
Brimfire, House of the Dragon. Yeah. If it got grayscale, I'd be like, okay, fine.
Grayscale.
You can't fix it.
We just tried it so funny.
Grayscale is so
to say
funny.
That anything has grayscale.
As soon as you have the tiniest bit of dry skin, well, I've got grayscale, that's it.
Oh, my God. As in, Jack actively tells people in public, if he sees that I haven't creamed my elbows for that morning, he'll be like, no, don't worry, Ash has just got grayscale.
Right, nipple.
Oh.
Oh, you've got grayscale.
Good for you, girl.
Grey nipple.
That's probably been out for the past
hour.
It hasn't.
Well, do you know what? Happy fucking Thursday.
Free for a pound. So, I go, right, OK.
Yeah.
Well, what's that about then? So I'm absolutely in hell this week. I live and breathe by that computer.
I know.
I can't do admin and stuff on my phone.
Jack is extremely organised. Yeah. Like, there's organised people and then there's Jack.
Correct.
To the point where, like, you literally put in, like, playtime.
There is no playtime.
No, we have playtime on your new sofa after Sofa Assist for it.
Yeah, we will do on Friday.
No, but yeah, you do. Everything is really down.
No, it is.
To the letter.
Yeah, like shower.
Yeah. He literally has.
When I get back from the gym, so I know I've got time to then go on and do something else.
It's literally like shower 11 till 11:15.
11:10. I don't.
Yeah, I was gonna say you are so quick in the shower.
I am. Well, I don't
do you not like revel in a shower?
No.
Really?
Cleanse my face. Wash my hair. Wash my body. Boom.
Do you have the same thing as, you know, like the girlies that
I use conditioner, so that's less time than you.
Do you not?
No, never.
You know, like girlies will say they have an everything shower.
Right.
Do you have the equivalent?
Well, no, because
do the gays have the equivalent?
What do you think we do? Everyone shower, yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, in it.
But because obviously, like, when I wash my hair every time I get in the shower, whereas you do, like, a hair wash shower or not.
Oh, God,
but I have to get the wax out of mine every day, so I do everything every time. It's not going to take long.
But you're in there 0.5 seconds.
Yeah.
Like, do you enjoy showers, though? That is what I'm saying to you.
Not particularly, but I ain't got time to waste.
What?
I've got coffee mugs to spill and laptops to break.
Yeah, it what? So you're just like, who cares? You'll never have just, like, I'm chilling this evening.
Not a shower. I'll go for a walk if I want to chill.
What? You are so cracked out at the minute.
I know.
Jack, basically, so we're in our skinny bags. I'm not there yet. Jack's actually in his skinny bag right now. I'm getting there.
You are?
But says me with a Nutella cookie on the table.
Was that Nutella?
Yeah.
Oh.
It is. But something...
I'll just give it a smell, obviously, because I'm in my skinny bag.
Yeah, fair. Something's got to give, though, because I did a Barry's class this morning and I've walked everywhere on these 4'11" legs. Like, are you joking?
Well, we did a, like, 70-minute walk back from Central to mine yesterday.
This is what's killing me. Jack basically has boycotted the tube.
I've realised my... Well, I would say my quality of life is better, but obviously I've got more greyscale this week than...
Yeah,
in it. But no, in general it is. As in, I'm getting like 20,000 steps in a day and I love it. I just... So... Just why would you get the tube if you can walk?
Because I agree.
Live centrally enough that I can do that. I guess that's the
point. I agree. But yesterday, we were on Oxford Street together and I didn't manage to get a workout in. Me and you had been together all day, like, filming something, and we were knackered. And I just said, I've not got it in me to get to the gym tonight. There's just no way. Chat went, do you want to just walk all the way to Liverpool Street? I went, what? I went, there is a tube. He went... Yeah, who gives a ass? So we walked 90 minutes, I thought...
3.5 miles, yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I nearly crumbled to a cinders by the end. You were fine, because you've been walking everywhere. I was like this.
You did well, though. I was impressed. Because we had bags and all.
We had so... I did have a lot.
Yeah.
I did have a lot going on. Anyway.
Anyway.
So that's the little update so on I'm in our hell, sad little
but
lives.
My point is I'm generally not that in hell. It's just this week is, you know...
Yes.
You, we need to get to the bottom of because you live in hell.
I'm only
on a fleeting trip. I've got my return flight booked. You don't.
No, I reside in hell at all times, and I don't know why. I'm trying to work it out, guys. Basically, I just feel like...
Overwhelmed is what you feel.
I feel like I'm overwhelmed all the time, and I can't, like, enjoy anything at the minute. Like, everyone's saying, like, wow, look at all these things you're doing, or, like, this looked great, I saw you post about this, and I'm like...
It's only as good as you feel about it.
Exactly. As in, like, everyone can blow smoke up my ass till the sun comes home. I'm still in hell.
Yeah.
So I need to get to the bottom of this. We are, obviously, we've said for ages, therapy.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sick of saying it.
Okay. Right, fine. Well, now I have to hold myself accountable because I've told everyone. I'm getting therapy.
Period, dot.
Yeah, okay, period.
As of when? When are you going to inquire? Tomorrow?
I could inquire tomorrow. I have a free day tomorrow. Fine.
Well, we need to chat about the travel show tomorrow as well. But
that's oh, God, see? Overwhelmed.
Ah, so it's my fault you're the therapist. That's what it's you get a lot of. We shouldn't do things together and then you'll be fine.
I think we just should be friends, then I'll be fine.
Here, here.
Okay, what I do want to chat about, though, is... Jack... Our labour of love.
Our future child.
Our, like, just before that, though, I actually do want to talk about that quickly. What are people's thoughts on best friends having children?
Best friends who live.
Best friend. What are people's thoughts on best friends that have sex?
Make your mind up.
No, genuinely, me and Jack have had... And I'm not... I know we piss about, right? We have had genuine conversations about this.
Well, I've always said, haven't I, about that article that I read years and years and years ago.
Explain.
So it started out with two women who I believe were straight. They were in relationships with men, had children around a very similar time with said men. They were best mates, the women. The dads left at a similar time.
Okay.
And the mums were like, well, shit, what do we do now? Because we can't afford to live in the houses that we were in with the dads who've left. We've got these kids to look after. And they went, well, hang on, why don't we work together and move in together? And then we can kind of like semi-co-parent these children together. So they weren't in a relationship. They weren't attracted to each other, which would be different for us, obviously, because you are attracted to me. But they basically co-parented their children.
Yeah.
And I just think it's so nice, because I've always said this about us, though. Like,
yeah.
We have never fallen out. There's one time I said I didn't like your eyelash extensions and you didn't talk to me for a few days. But other than that...
No, guys, no. That pissed me off. I'm going to tell you exactly why. I'm not an eyelash extension girly, right?
Anymore, because I told
you... Yeah, anymore, because you berated me for it. Are you joking? You sent me to the chokey for getting a few lashes. I'll tell you what happened. I know they didn't look good. I will tell you what happened. Linda, listen. Basically, I had this eyelash, this lovely little boutique eyelash. But all right, skinny bag, what's going on?
I'll do 10,000 steps in a sec, don't worry.
And
when the Saints go marching on, I'm pissing off in 10.
You walk all the way to Brixton in a minute, it's fine.
In it. Some lashes. But...
So basically, I'll tell you what happened.
This... Not you two eating on the podcast.
Yeah, who cares? Honestly, right, there's no rules here anymore.
Don't put it there if you don't want to eat it.
I agree.
Should have been artificial.
This AI. This is what happened, right? Some little cute boutique place got in touch and said, Ash, we'd love to do your eyelashes.
Oh, was it?
Yes.
This was well before you did content, though.
No, I had like a few followers. It wasn't like anything
mad. When
you
were in the slag bag.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. This was just when I was slaggy on Instagram.
Fine.
And they basically
3 days ago.
Yes, which is yesterday. I turned a new leaf as of last night at midnight.
Therapy, leaves, grayscale, be gone.
In it. So basically, they said we want to do your lashes. I was like, I'm not an eyelash extension girly, but me and Jack were going on holiday, literally. Two days later. So I said, this is kind of perfect. I think we'll go... Where were we going?
I don't know.
To a hot country.
India,
yeah. So in my head, I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to be one of those girlies. I'm going to wear a lick of SPF. I'm going to have lashes all done. I'm literally going to look $1 million like Bella Hadid, right? Don't need to do anything. It's a hot climate.
Bella and Hadid, you look shit.
I get to the fucking airport. I get to the airport.
Did I say at the airport?
Yeah.
No, as in I do, I take this.
That's
this
what was
an old
peak.
Me. I've grown. I wouldn't say that to you now.
Fine. I get to the airport.
This was what, five?
Bear in mind.
2018.
You can't rip them out. They're on. They're lash extensions. They
sadly.
They are very much on, right? I get to the airport. First thing Jack does is goes, what the fuck are those? And I went, what? And he went, those lashes are disgusting. And I just went...
Did I lie?
Did I motherfucking lie? When I tell you, that was the most silent plane journey me and Jack have ever had. As in, he was literally texting me on the plane before we took off, like, are we all right? And yeah, I was like, nah.
I got the karma, because do you remember on the way back from India, I was doubling, tribbling. I absolutely could not hold it together for like 2 weeks. I got the worst stomach. I had that old auntie sitting next to me who didn't speak a lick of English, giving me coriander seeds. And I just kept to try and fix my rum-tum-tuggery.
No.
I had to just keep running to the toilet to pray.
Mm, this is really
delicious,
good.
Isn't it?
Wow, sorry, I am
eating on
the
bug. I'm on here. It's well nice.
In it. Okay.
Shade Nutella.
India was the craziest. Okay. Me and you just go off on such a tangent. There's so much I want to chat about. Okay, I do want to talk about India because India was really funny, but...
Oh, and your massage.
A good segue into this is Jack and I have just launched a travel show! We want to talk about it. This has been our baby for the past, 4 months?
Longer. It was September, wasn't it? October that we went.
Was it?
Nearly 6 months, yeah.
So basically, the crux of it is... If you are a day one, you know that me and Jack and I travel the world together.
Mm-hmm.
And every time we do, it is...
Tomfoolery, chaos and shenanigans.
But, and we basically just looked at each other and we were like, why are we not doing a show on this? This makes no sense. Every time we went away, all of you guys were always messaging us like, oh my God, my heart skips a beat when I see you two in an airport. Because I'm
always
like...
know to dodge an airport if we're there as well, because we're the worst look ever.
Yes.
If you see us on a plane together, you go, could I possibly change to a different airline?
It's going to, because the plane's going
to
go down.
About to go down, yeah, and yell timber.
Yeah. So we were like, oh, my God, the people want this. Like, everybody loves it when we're away. It makes no sense to not make something more of this. Let's give the people what they want. So...
And by God, did we do that?
And by God...
By Jove!
So, we basically ended up funding it ourselves.
Funding it ourselves.
We kissed and then we funded the show ourselves.
Mm-hmm. In that order.
Yes. The point of it was... I think it is nice to talk about why we ended up doing it ourselves.
I agree. So, for people who aren't in the industry, mm-hmm. I think a lot of the time we talk to people who are like... creators or managers and whatever, and obviously the vast majority of people aren't that.
Mm-hmm.
it is so hard to get anything commissioned or picked up.
Yeah.
And by that, it means, like, if you have any TV show that is on telly right now, mm-hmm. probably went to five other different channels beforehand.
Yeah.
It might have been in creation for 2 or 3 years, whether this is a travel show or a reality yeah. show or a game show, whatever. Nothing just... Unless you're a huge person... You know, in the same with films, I guess, unless you're, yeah. like... Christopher Nolan or Tarantino, and you go, I want a film, and it's just there. It, like, hoop after hoop after hoop. And
I also didn't know this.
No.
Before getting into this industry.
No.
I didn't know quite... I knew there'd be...
Checks and balances.
Yeah, and I knew there'd be an amount of jumping through hoops to get yeah. things going, but I didn't realise to what extent it was. I was almost like... If there's enough justification for a show, they just make it. Honestly, that's yeah. what I thought.
And the thing was with us, we were just like, if you want to be crude about it, you know, mm-hmm. and you have to take it to higher ups who tend to be older people who maybe don't see our content all the time and
right.
know what we're on about, we can say, right, here are the numbers. Every time we travel, there's some viral moment that ticks off something, mm-hmm. hopefully, that you can justify, whatever.
Yeah.
We don't want to work in those terms, but unfortunately, sometimes you just have to be like,
yeah.
here's the numbers to prove that this is going to work.
Literally.
And even with all that, and go into almost, we've had meetings with every channel that you could think of, really, mm. and streamer and whatever, multiple times. It's just to like, yeah, yeah, we love the idea, but unfortunately, we're not really piloting much at the moment, which means putting the funding behind it.
Lazy at the moment. It's very, very lazy at the moment.
And the problem is with that, even if they are going to pilot something, the last thing they want to pilot and put money into is a travel show, because it costs more because you're traveling abroad, rather
yeah.
than doing like, can you do a travel show in Hull? No, Linda, unfortunately, we can't.
No.
So... I was invited out to Finland by the Tourism Board mm-hmm. of Finland last year to show how LGBT friendly it is. And they said I could bring a plus one. Then it ended up not being along the LGBT route because that happened, but for some reason my dates didn't
yeah.
work out.
Yeah, although our hotel was.
Oh my God, it was gay as tits.
It was so gay and
we were basically
I loved
put in like a
it.
Porn room, weren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, it was like...
It was Thomas of Finland, who's a famous designer.
Which I didn't know. I didn't know before I got there. So I was like, oh my God.
Everything's gay.
It's like they made this hotel for me and Jack. I was like, it's just gay men in bondage on the walls. Obviously, I got there and was like...
And you went, hang on, have I left my room?
Yeah. How did they get my wallpaper in here in Finland?
What the
makes no sense.
And so we end up going there. They said, yeah, you know,
yeah.
we'll put it all on,
mm-hmm.
blah, blah, blah. So then we were like, right, if we know that accommodation, travel, mm-hmm. food and tour guides have all very kindly been paid for by,
yeah.
I guess, the Finnish Tourist Board, Helsinki mm-hmm. and Tampere, the two cities that we went to.
Tampere.
Just to cut to, but we'll keep talking about it, but it just was an amazing place. Like,
oh, my God.
I think it's done... I'm hoping it... for their sake, has done exactly what they hoped, which is, it's not, I would say, in the top 10 destinations.
I love that it's a rogue destination.
I agree. Like we all say Barcelona, maybe even Stockholm if you're going to do Scandinavia.
But also, boring.
Copenhagen for Denmark, you know, but...
Right.
But Finland...
Yeah.
...is beautiful.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's so picturesque. They've got a really good balance of, like, lots of green space mm-hmm. right in the centre. You don't have to go...
Yeah.
Well out. You know, when we were doing the mushroom foragers, that was in a park in the centre of the city.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
And also, if you're a foodie...
Oh, unbelievable.
You are gonna... Oh, my
so
God.
So fresh.
Party in the clart mouth.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Everything. Like, yeah. everything was, like, freshly sourced fish and this and that. It was so good,
it was
wasn't beautiful.
It? It was so nice.
Yeah.
So we were just like, right, if that's the situation and we know that we back ourselves enough mm. for the travel show idea... And also that if we do want things picked up in future, it's so much easier to convince someone to do something when you can go, here's what it will look like
yeah.
if you fund a season two, because we've already got evidence of a season one, rather than like, picture this, Ash and I are doing mm-hmm. this, and it's to people who don't really get us.
If there's one thing I've learned, it's literally that people actually often just can't use their imaginations. They need to see it.
Yeah.
You can explain something to the death
yeah.
and they still want to see it
totally agree.
Done. And that's basically why we did it. We were like, we just need to do it because we know that this is just going to be yeah. so jokes. Yeah.
And I think there's, you know, we were fortunate enough that we've saved up and we were like, right, this is expensive, mm-hmm. but this is something that we're really passionate about. We believe in massively.
Yeah.
And also, you know, I've been chatting to different people about it recently, and I think beyond loads of other things, a big key pointer that we forget about is this is just a gorgeous time capsule for us. If nothing
else
comes of this...
Do you know what's mad? I never thought of this.
No, nor had I.
And literally, Max said it to us the other day. Max was like, what a time capsule you have to look back at
when we have a kid and in 25 years.
And we go, look what we did before we have our child in 2 years.
How iconic is that? We're so proud of it. And yeah. I keep saying this, and it's my anecdote with the whole thing is like, you always hear directors be like, it was such a labour of love. We really put our heart and soul into it. And you're like, rah, 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 whatever, just play the film. I actually get it now.
Me too.
Like, we were so hands-on with the edit. Si, our producer, is incredible and has put up with so much shit. He still is with us.
He still is, yeah. He's our king.
And it's just amazing that we feel like we've made something that is 100% us, completely authentically us, 100% something we're proud of. There's not even bits where I'm like, oh, I hate that bit, I didn't like that.
No.
If we didn't like the way we looked or acted or said something in a certain cut, we got rid of it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't fast enough pace, we got rid of it, we changed the music.
Mm-hmm.
It's something we're so proud of.
We really are.
And it was, I'd do it 100 times over.
Me too.
So.
And next, what are we, I want to go to Rio.
Yeah, so I went to Rio for the Olympics.
Because I think it'll be chaos.
Brazil is unreal.
Everyone's fit. Brazil! But I want to...
All got BBLs. Because that's where it starts, isn't it?
As in, tanned, BBLs and pipe.
Yes.
Which is all I want.
Yeah.
From a city, really. Right. So when are we going? Tomorrow?
Yeah, fine.
Great, perfect.
It's... and the music as well, very like... Sergey, large, boom, boom, large. I love it.
As in, is it like reggaeton vibes?
Kind of.
Is there like a reggaeton scene?
Because it's Portuguese, not Spanish.
Yeah.
It's a certain type of... Because it's got such a big population. Right. They have their whole own music.
I really do want to go during Carnival.
Yeah, that's like February, I think.
I know, we've just missed it. I think that's more
Sao Paulo.
Is it?
I think they do Carnival in every city, but I think I'm right in saying the big Carnival is Sao Paulo. But they're not that far away from each other. You would go and do both cities.
We have to. Guys, actually, what I would love is...
If someone could pay for us to fly out...
And put our batty creases on a plane tomorrow.
On a plate.
Yes.
And then inject them.
And gobble them up for dinner. No, I would love
gobble
to know
gobble
where...
Gobble de gab, gobble, gobbing.
Air so fat, all these bitches pussies. No, seriously, I want to know where you want us to go next. Because it would be nice to get some recommendations of where
somewhere,
people want to see us.
But not the top 10 places that a tourist would want to go, is the point.
If you say Dubai, I swear down.
Well, I mean, you're not going
to... I'm not taking you to Dubai. Are you joking?
No, on a yacht and a thong?
Yeah, on a yacht and a thong.
Me.
No, they want you dead. No way.
Quite a good way to go, though. Can you imagine? He died doing what he loved. Shaking ass on a yacht. In Dubai,
true.
In a thong. Come
on. Molly knows that every episode, at least at some point, I say that.
Yeah, it's iconic.
It's true. It is iconic.
But you didn't say
I'll go,
it.
Nella.
Like, I
know. And that was the most perfect time to say it. I'm so clapped. Anyway, I want to chat about... It's only right if we're talking about the travel show, all of our stupid experiences that we've had together while we've been travelling.
Mm-hmm.
We need to talk about some of them. I can't believe we've not actually talked about more of these already. We have so many stupid Clark travel stories.
Obviously, there's the one that we spoke about on Chloe's pod about you nearly dying from that booze tea.
Yes, I've also spoke about that.
Yeah,
on
which
a
was
solo.
A lot.
That was a lot.
Then we had... Well, there's just also general narratives, right? Like, you believe yourself to be the dog whisperer of the world. And actually what it manifests as is... No, yeah, you love dogs. They don't always love you, but the point is...
Who cares?
Right.
A true dog lover doesn't mind.
Right.
It's all about the love you give off, not the love you receive.
Okay.
I also feel the same way about men, which obviously has not worked out.
No, and there are also some... Okay. There are points where you've gone up to dogs in, I would say, rabies-infested conditions, and you've gone, see if I care, and stroked it
and beat
to oblivion.
Yes.
And I have said, come on now. You don't have health insurance.
I'm not going to lie, though. You didn't, yeah. Health insurance.
Oh, I got to a point.
Health insurance.
But I got to a point.
Who cares?
Dogs in healthy droids.
Canines are in healthy droids is out.
If you're going to say what I think I said, I got to a point in Goa when I was so poorly that I thought I will let this dog kill me. Is that what you're on about? When I started wrestling around with them on the sand.
Jack had, you know, so if you've heard of Barley Belly, he basically had
I think originally that's the phrase Deli Belly.
It was Deli Belly, yeah, it was.
Barley's just a yuppie version of Deli
Belly. Fine. That's what you had, but...
And then some. Do you remember we had to go to the, like, GP in a hut?
Oh, my God, I forgot about that.
And water was literally running through
me. The GP was this random Indian shaman man in a tiny mud hut made of straw. Guys, no.
And he was like, sign your name. And I picked up the pen, signed my name, gave the pen back, and he went, and got a tissue, held the pen and, like, cleaned it off. And
we said, bro, you're in a straw hut.
And I was, but it was like... He basically was like, you are
infested.
The last of us, whatever it is, and you've got that weird disease that's just going to kill everyone. I was honestly treated like I had the plague.
We also had to walk miles, by the way, just to find... It's not like being in England.
Let's see if I can find that photo of you in that black bikini. Do you remember when you looked clapped?
I looked clapped the whole of India.
You did. I can just search India and anything.
Anything that comes up will be me being clapped.
Here we go. It didn't take long. Are you carrying a skunk? What's that? Oh, it's your shoes.
It's my shoes. Oh, my God.
Here we go.
That was after a lot of drink. And
you actually look better there.
Are you... Jack...
Your cheeks look good. Your teeth don't. Your teeth look so good.
My teeth were so bad.
Look at your lashes.
Praise the Lord for Invisalign. How nice are your lashes? Did I have them on there?
Are the lashes on there? Yeah. The photos I've got of me.
Guys.
Also, most of the photos I've got of you are naked.
Yes.
Which is just as per... You look so gleeful, though.
I know. I wasn't as depressed there, so maybe back to that.
Yeah, maybe let's bash your teeth in. Invisalign, be gone!
I'm not gonna lie, teeth has really changed my entire face.
These are just so.
Oh,
cute.
Look, they're so wholesome.
Indian dress.
Me and my little Indian saris. Can you cope? It's giving you pick it up if it bothers you.
Yeah.
I was really getting back to my roots in India, truly.
You were, and we also went with another Indian friend of ours. It was really cute, wasn't it?
It was really nice. But. Wait, what were we just saying? Because you didn't like dogs when we got there.
Right. Basically, I didn't grow up with pets in the house. I had rabbits like in the garden, but that was it. I've never been a dog or a cat person.
You also have chickens in your... You have mad things in your house, actually, back up north.
Yeah, but they're not in the house. That's the point.
Like, no, they're not.
I can avoid them.
Yeah, but I find it amazing that your mum just goes, do you want an omelette, love? And goes out and just gets it from the arse of a chicken.
Just squeeze it.
Just goes...
and my auntie had a dog. Couldn't tell you what type it is. I don't know very much about dogs. But I didn't realise it was sitting on the floor and I was on the sofa and I stood up and I stood on its foot and it turned round and bit
yelled.
Me.
Oh.
And I, which is understandable, if someone stood on me, I would bite them.
Fair.
And I like fell forward, my knee landed on her new Prada sunglasses and my chin landed on the table, which collapsed. It was like one of them, you know, like...
Oh, those it's dom- like a booby trap,
or whatever it is,
like
yeah, where it
effect.
Allows the ball to fall and then the candle melts and all that. So that's what happened.
Right.
And I think ever since then, I've just been like, oof. And then my other auntie had a really big one growing up that would always jump a bit and it just scared me a bit.
You don't like jumpy dogs, I have
I don't like
seen...
jumpy things full stop, do I? I can't bear if someone goes, oh, that's like my worst nightmare.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you're not
used to do it
too
when
that.
I lived with her and they fell down the stairs.
Do you like frogs then?
What, to, like, lips or what?
No, just, like, in general, because the one animal I really don't like is frogs.
Well, no, but, like...
Because
you don't,
they...
Meet my pet frog. Like, I don't have
what
to...
What do you mean? Some people have pet frogs.
No, but as in you're saying, as in, like... probably wouldn't want to meet a buffalo, but I'm not scared of them. I'm just, like... Do you know what I mean? As in, like, okay, frogs are frogs, but no one's going to be going, like, oh, look, here's
it's
my frog on a lead.
It's more the jumping, yeah, if someone might. It's more the jumping thing that
I probably don't love the idea of frogs.
I can't fuck with it. I think it's weird.
Yeah.
That you're jumping with nowhere to go, and the fact that your tongue is that long.
Yeah, actually, maybe you're going wrong.
Actually.
Maybe that's how we find your Prince Charming.
A frog?
Do you know what? I actually didn't mind. Yeah, because you kiss them, don't you?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Duh.
Is that where that came from? Nah. I am. My brain's just gone.
I actually might go. Yeah, Mum, can you come pick me up? I've actually had...
My brain's just completely gone into the metaverse. It just control-deleted.
Is that where that came from?
I don't know.
Yeah, all princes started out as frogs.
I mean, well, that's true. No one knows. So, India.
So, yeah, dogs, that's my thing. I just feel like I'm much better with dogs now.
But we had... Right, he's skipping it. You want to skirt around it. We had the most magical night under the Goan stars on the beach. Do you remember?
Yeah, that boy trying to lips you. Were you trying to lips him? You were in your desperate bag in India.
Was I?
Mm.
Was
remember
I?
Those two boys that we met? I don't know where we met them. Was it yes. in a hostel?
Yes, we met them in a hostel. So we made a deliberate decision to do half the holiday in, like, this really sick on-the-beach hut that it was just me and Jack and it was romance and us lipsync, because we thought we want one to just be pure serenity, didn't
yeah.
we? And then the other half, we wanted to be able to meet people, make friends, have it be a bit more travel
yeah.
at ease.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right? So the other half, we stayed in a hostel.
Yeah.
And... the hostel was so fun.
The hostel was lit.
That was
I
my first
hostels.
Experience of a hostel, you know.
Whereas Joel and I had done 4.5 months of hostels when I got bed bugs in South America.
In my head, hostels were just like...
They can be minging.
Hell.
It's a total spectrum. It's kind of the same as like right. hotels. You can get
right
awful minging ones that you right. like check the sheets and then 5-star ones. So like,
fine.
The hostels really do vary.
Yeah.
But yeah, it was gorgeous, the one we stayed at.
And we met a load of mates at this hostel. Everyone was just
all those
so
white
nice.
Girls with dreads. That was so nice.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
It was very Eat, Pray, Love tease, wasn't it?
It was very Eat, Pray, Love. It was, yeah.
But
yeah.
It was great.
What is it about that? All the white girls move to India and get
they
dreads.
They all do yoga and get dreads and like just unlearn about cultural appropriation and just go, oh, what's that? I can't read in English anymore, so it doesn't make sense to me.
Much to think about.
They were kind.
They were, yeah.
Not to the hair follicles they were.
No.
I think a year after we'd gone back, they'd have all been bald.
Also, it's a protective hairstyle. So, like, what you do, as in, I don't have the hair texture to get.
No.
Even braids, I'm scared to get because I have Asian hair texture. So, like, I don't know what you do with that. Much to think about.
Much to think
anyway,
about.
We made so many friends at this hostel, right?
With varying hairstyles.
With lots of different cosplay wigs on. We then ended up on... Getting it? Yes.
Well, yeah.
Oh, no, you're so far away from it now.
When did I...
You were right by the phone.
Oh, yeah, because I was here with Mock Tudor Tees.
That makes sense.
I'm so into you. I can barely breathe.
So, listen.
Sorry.
So
I have my Ariana bag. Ariana,
what are you doing?
What are you
here?
Doing? Oh, you're okay. Did you hear that? I went to the toilet. Oh, these are shoes. I never done that before. Oh, wow.
How did you do that?
I don't know. I just got a little shit. Wow. Anyway.
I think it's time you left.
I've lost. Also, you. I want to lips a frog and a prince and they're all the same thing all the time.
Okay. Oh, my God! I've never noticed there's a frog on our set! I am going to lose it!
It's your set!
I know! Your fuck...
Lips it, then.
I can't believe it. I've never noticed that.
Bruv!
I have not seen beauty before. That's not
that
beauty.
Is a discovery.
It's not. Do you know what though? He's actually kind of cute. I will leave him there. I'm
he
not
is.
Mad about him.
He is.
So we had the best night in India. We ended up going to this. We ended up at an Indian wedding.
But you know why as well? Remember, because it was the election period. They're really strict. You weren't allowed to be at everything shut at like 9 or 10 so that people wouldn't keep drinking because then there could be civil unrest. That was the justification.
Oh.
So everything shut, all the restaurants, whilst we were in Goa, because it was the Goan elections, shut at like 8 or 9 and we were just left to our own devices. You couldn't do anything.
It was such a weird time period for us to have gone.
On the beach.
Yes. And basically...
We were there because I was teaching at a school.
Yes. And there were a load of... stray dogs in India. But what you don't realise, this is so mad. In India, the dogs, they have, like, different packs for different It's like areas that you go in, right? Like the hot, they all move in different. Do you remember?
No, I think I blocked it out because I was scared of them.
Oh, really? No, Roshan was telling us this. Like, they all move in certain packs and they all occupy, like, certain areas of the beach.
Like drug dealers?
Yeah, literally.
They have their own territory.
Yeah. Oi, you want a shot? It was like that.
Oh.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, right.
So we had this one night where we were. We'd had quite a bit to drink this night.
Do you remember that prawn, the Goan prawn curry that we had on the beach watching the sunset? I would actually die for that.
Delicious.
Yeah, and nutritious.
Oh. It was unbelievable. And I remember this one night, we were literally, we all just decided to skinny dip, remember? So it's us and all the people from this hostel. We took our clothes off, we ran into the sea, the dogs followed, the pack of dogs followed.
Yeah.
I was like, I could die.
You were actually
now.
In heaven.
I've like never felt that happy.
Frolicking around in the sea with a pack
frolicking
of dogs.
In the sea under the Goan stars with a pack of wolves.
Little did we know that all of them would have had maggots and termites in their scrotum.
Who cares? Who cares? That's what I'm saying. And then by the time we got to shore,
I obviously didn't go in because I didn't want to be with the dogs.
Yeah, but then
so I sat on the sand.
All of
a sudden, by myself.
Yeah, you did. But all of a sudden, I turn around and Jack is with six dogs like this.
I actually was in heaven. Yeah, I loved it.
And you really loved it. And I said, this is it. This is the time you got converted.
I think it has been a turning point.
It was definitely a turning point.
I would say I like dogs. Like, Bex is at Crufts today and she sent me all these photos of the dogs that she's with.
She's at Crufts?
I think Maddie's there as well. Yeah, she said she's gone up north with her parents for it. And
wow.
Look at this, though. Look how amazing. As in just all these... And like, I look at them now and I'm like...
Oh, my God.
These
look
dogs,
at that one. Hang on. You have to show that one.
Like, I'm like, these dogs are gorgeous. Tapping it.
That's me after a night out.
With so food around your chops. That's you when you got your lashes done. But they're just all so cute.
They're absolutely gorgeous.
And now I look at them and I'm like, OK, this is... That is divine.
That is divine. That belongs on a red carpet.
Yeah.
That's so lit.
So I think it has changed.
You have converted. I tell you what I haven't converted to from. What do you think I'm going to say?
OK. Oh, being open to love.
What? Oh.
Well, you always berate me for, like, not wanting to...
That's not even what I was going to say. I am so dead. Well, if the shoe fits. No, I was going to say, do you remember those awful massages we got in India?
But I love a massage.
Yeah, not when you get beaten up.
That was... Well, I was beaten up. You were frigged.
I was shy.
Yeah.
I was lit. Guys, we have to tell you about these massages. They were absolutely... OK.
Bearing in mind, we booked with the same company.
Yeah.
We got a massage at the same time.
Yes.
I was in one room. There was a thin veil between the next, and then there was you. And we come out, and we both went, oh, my God. And
it
then we,
was...
like, blurted it. Go on, you tell me. Me. Oh, my God. Well, it was just started at one point. He was, like, whacking me and elbowing me and, like, I'm feeling more pain than I went in. You. Yeah, so he started rubbing my tits. Hand down to my fanny.
God,
I think we signed up to very different massages.
No, guys, so basically, Jack said, I am getting a deep tissue massage.
I can't
massage.
Be doing with a pussy old massage. If I'm getting a massage,
right.
I don't want to fall asleep. I want a sports massage.
You
want
to get Ross.
Yeah.
I'm the opposite. Yeah. I want you to love me in a massage. I don't want to, as in, like, don't lips me, but, like, well... Who cares? But I want to feel nice. I want to feel relaxed. I don't like this, like...
Right.
Like, I don't want that in a massage. You like that,
yeah,
though. You want to really, like, feel... And also, I feel like you're a big man. Like,
right.
You need to get in the nooks and crannies. The way we signed up to... You signed up to be...
We both signed up to S&M by Rihanna, but...
Yeah. Yeah, but in very different
very
ways.
Very different ways.
Yeah. I was... Tickled
you
and
were,
teased.
I may be bad, but I'm perfectly good at it.
Yeah.
Whips and chains excite
and
me.
And you were just, na-na-na-na-na, come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. Leave me alone. I was writhing around in pain and discomfort. You were writhing around because you were in ecstasy.
No, I will tell you what was going through my brain. You know when you go for a full body massage, you are laid down like this on the couch, right? Your head is inside the little holy hole. That already makes me feel hell, that holy thing.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? All you can ever see is their feet.
I find the whole thing really strange. So my head's in the hole He starts massaging me. Then he goes, turn over. I'm obviously only in a bikini. So I was like, normally, don't they do that thing when you turn over that, like...
They hold the towel above you.
That, yeah, you have the towel covering...
Then they hold it and they go, please turn over.
Yeah, you have the towel on your fairy parts. So, like, you can't see... Obviously, you're not meant to see my crown jewels. Anyway...
Or so we thought.
Yeah, or so I thought.
Clearly not
so he goes, turn over. I went, all right, I'm sitting in my bikini. I'm feeling a little bit... Now I'm exposed, because I'm like, you're not just seeing my back and crack. You're seeing...
My sack.
My feminine wiles. Yeah. So now I'm out like this, and I've got my bikini on, right? And he went... he went, you mind if I... I went, what? He went, you mind if I... As if to be like, take my top off.
Oh, I thought it was like, write you a letter.
No. And I went...
sign away the deed.
I went, yeah. But again, not sure if this is meant to be happening, but I thought maybe this is just native to an Indian massage.
Right.
So...
He could have done anything he wanted. And
I would have
said... Who am I to be disrespectful to the local
I said, listen, for the culture.
Yeah, innit.
So I said, whatever. So I took my bikini top off. Now I'm sitting there... Tits to the wall, right? He goes like this, baby oil all over my areolas.
In a cauldron?
Yeah.
The three Ooh. Witches of Macbeth appeared.
When shall we three meet again?
Thunder, lightning, or rain?
He literally lathers my tits in oil. I honestly, you could have deep fried a load of McCain oven chips on my breasticles at this point. And I was like, this can't be normal. He then goes, I wish that you guys could see. He's just like
played him like DJ Dex.
On my boobs during the massage. And I just thought, can't be right.
You started seeing stars.
I thought, wow.
This is a sky full of stars.
I just thought, this can't be real. Like, this can't be what's allowed.
Also, me getting my spine broken next door.
Meanwhile, Jack's being literally
murdered.
Whacked with pots and pans. You said at one point, the man stood on you.
Yeah, he did.
That is...
And he wasn't a slight bloke either.
No, he was a proper...
He was
proper...
giving fat controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he stood on your back.
I think he jumped. I think he was doing burpees on me at one point. With a press up.
So can you imagine, we came out of this massage and just we both...
I was 4 inches smaller than when I went in. You had a right pep in your step.
And I was a chip fryer. I literally... We both came out, right?
Yeah.
Like this. Do you know what I mean?
I can't even imagine what your eyelashes look like.
Can you imagine? We came out like this. I was in... I was in disarray. It was... It was so funny.
Yeah.
And we... I can't believe we haven't spoken about that more, actually, because that was a really funny experience.
Yeah. I think I pushed it to the back of my mind, to be honest.
Oh, yeah, because if you really think about it, what happened... Like, it's not great. What happened there, was it?
I was in India. Well, I got beaten up.
Yeah,
I paid a service for it.
That's the worst thing. We paid for it.
And he got...
In rupees!
Rupees and diamonds.
Good afternoon, Riddlers. I've got a wild one for you.
Guys, we haven't done one of these for ages. The man, the myth, the legend, my dad, Phil Holm, is going to be Riddler on the Roof.
Hello, Riddlers. The question is, what has 6 faces but does not wear makeup, has 21 eyes but cannot see?
A dice.
I was going to say a Rubik's Cube, but yeah, it's a dice. Well done.
Is that it?
Yeah. Because it added to 21, because I was like, oh, I knew it was a cube of some sort.
Some sort of game tease.
Well done, good girl.
God, I'm not normally that quick. Well done. I love you.
Love you.
So, I think that's all we have time for, my love.
It's all right, see you next week.
Well, see you tonight, when we make children.
Oh, sorry, of course.
Yes.
The tarot stuff. At the massage parlour.
Shut up, I'm never going back to a massage parlor ever again.
I'm putting
again.
My hater blockers back on. I can't be doing with this.
Yeah, you should. Blocking out the haters. Blocking out the haters. So, things we've learnt from today. Go and watch the Jack and Ash show.
Please.
Dogs are better than life insurance.
Don't get your eyelashes done.
Don't get eyelash extensions.
Don't get a massage in India unless you want either beating up or shagging. So if actually, get a massage in India.
If they start to play with your tits in a massage, say yes.
Just hum a simple jingle.
Okay, that is all we have time for today, guys. Thank you so much. Like, comment, subscribe if you're watching. Leave me 5 stars if you're listening. Love me, lips me, tell your nan, tell your dog, tell your masseuse, but don't let them rub your tits. Oh. I love you.